According to the News Service of Florida, the vetoes will hit projects and programs across the state. In a letter, Scott said tax revenue is generated by Floridians who are working hard to provide for their families, and we are committed to effectively use these tax dollars by investing them in areas with proven results. That is why I have vetoed the $461.4 million in special projects. But according to Mary Ann Gosa-Hooks, director of the University of Florida IFAS Government Affairs, this was one of UF IFAS's best years. They were able to increase their base so they can provide resources throughout the state, hiring quality researchers needed to find solutions to industry challenges. She noted they were able to get small increases in programs like the Quarantine Facility for Invasive Species and the Lake Watch Program that were much needed after years of living on budgets reduced by an economic slump. They were also successful in funding requests to start renovations of the beef teaching unit in Marietta. But the governor's veto pen did affect some UF IFAS funding requests, like the quarantine facility located at Fort Pierce. Gosa-Hooks notes they lost not only the increase, but the total state funding and will have to close the lab that employs 8 people. That lab is a highly secure lab where research is conducted on biological controls for invasive species. For example, a beetle was introduced back in 2003 that is responsible for a marked decrease in tropical soda apple, thus saving the Florida cattle industry an average of nearly $6 million a year in managed cost. UF IFAS also lost the $2.5 million that would have enabled them to start building a state-of-the-art bee lab and $300,000 to fund a water pollution study that looks at the impact of street sweepers on the pollution that runs into storm drains. But overall, Gosa-Hooks said UF IFAS wants to thank the elected officials and stakeholders who helped with funding efforts for UF IFAS this year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.